My smile illumines the world. My smile illumines the world. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, I'm always taking myself along with me. Whoever I am is there with me. Whatever I am is there with me. However I think about myself is there with me. So, I've decided that the best thing for me to do is to smile. The best thing for me to do is to realize that this is a very, very happy life that I'm living, and it's a very wonderful world that I'm living in. And no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the experiences are that come along, I am always being happy. I am always with a smile on my face. Now, can we all say that? Well, it's a matter of doing it by choice. It's a matter of doing it by choice of being with a smile on our face. Why would I have a smile on my face? Theoretically, because I'm happy. Why would I have a smile on my face? Theoretically, because I like the world. The world is a wonderful place. The world is a happy place, a joyous place, a fantastic place, a place where I like to be. I talked with a young lady this morning, and she was having an experience of a love affair. And she was madly, devotedly in love with a beautiful being. And this beautiful being was a con artist from the way to go, but a good guy. He was a good guy. He liked what he was doing, and he didn't believe he was doing anything wrong. He just believed that he was a nice guy and worthy of being loved by any person that he chose to love. So she was telling me that she had fallen for him, and she was hoping that their relationship could be something beautiful. And then, lo and behold, she found out that he was not a nice guy, that he was not a trustworthy guy, but she loved him. And she was deciding that she was going to only love herself. And if she loved herself, then whoever came into her world was extra, was just extra frosting on the cake. And she was not going to be concerned that this fellow was not as he seemed to be, not as the picture he tried to outpicture of himself. She decided she was going to see him as the picture he outpictured of himself. Now, that he might not be the one that she's going to marry, that she might not be the one that they're going to have a strong, beautiful relationship or companionship together, that wasn't important. What was important that she was living in the now, and living in the now, she was enjoying every single moment of her life. She was enjoying every single moment of her experience with herself, with her family, and with this man. And as she looked at him, she could only see what she was herself, a beautiful person. As she looked at him, she could only see what she was, a very unconditionally loving person. Now, must that man be an honorable man? Must that man be a good man? Must that man be anything? Well, yes and no. Does she want to have someone to love and have someone today and someone tomorrow, and perhaps different people at different times? And this seemed to be her modus operandi, and this seemed to be the way that she'd been conducting her life for a long time. So, when this man came along, she just definitely plunged right into it and said, "That's great. I trust him. I believe him." Now, what was she doing? She was trusting herself, and she was believing herself. And she had a beatific smile on her face. And that beatific smile overshone everything else. Her time with that man, to her, was pure delight. Her time with that man was a pure marvel. Now, you say, "But he was not honest." Her time with that man was what she created it to be. Now, you and I, we go to the video store and we rent a video on something that we'd like to see. So we rent the video on a movie, and in the movie, the man is a cad. He's not a nice guy, but he is a wonderful lover. He is somebody that whoever is in his arms, whoever is in his heart, whoever is in his world, they feel just magical love. Now, the fellow who's in the movie may be a perfectly fine man. He may have a perfectly fine family, a perfectly fine wife, and wonderful children. He may be living in a beautiful world, but he's playing this game for a while. He's playing this character in the movie, and he's being paid for it. So he's doing his very best to do it. Now, it may be not totally harmonious with his nature, but it has to be somewhat harmonious with his nature for him to be involved in it at all. Well, now, when the movie's over, and he goes back to his normal life, and he's in between movies, he's with his wife and his family, and he does not think of having other affairs. He does not think of having anything out of that. He is playing that game. Now, could he play the game in the movie and pretend that he is something that he is not? We all say people get marked in a movie. When they're cowboy movies, they're cowboy people. When they're gangster movies, they're gangster people. When they're lovers, they're lovers. And we mark them with that. And we think that that's what they really are. We think that that's their real character. Well, now, you can look at that movie and you can think that movie is just wonderful. You can think that movie is just exciting and beautiful. And then when the movie is over, you go back to your normal life and you have had a joyful adventure. No one was hurt. No one was touched by it. No one was, or were they? Or were they? Are you the type of person who is going to be known by the type of movies you go to? Are you the type of person you're going to be known by the type of people you associate with? Are you the type of person who is going to be known by the world in which you live? Well, my smile illumines the world. And because my smile illumines the world, there is nothing else in the world except my smile. There is nothing else in the world except the principles that I believe. There is nothing else in the world except the values that I hold dear in my heart. I could not allow myself to go and see a movie if I knew ahead of time, and I do know ahead of time, see a movie that violates my values. If I see a man in the movie who is taking advantage of some person, that's not my values. That's not my life. So I do not go to a movie like that. I will not allow it in my consciousness. If I see violence in any form, I do not allow that in my consciousness. And because I do not allow that in my consciousness, I do not experience it. No, it's totally up to me what I am going to allow in my consciousness. My smile illumines the world, and my smile overshines anything that is contrary to me. If I look at little children being misbehaving, I smile at them and I say, I see all in divine order. Now, the little children are developing their values. They're developing their pattern of life. And I have my pattern of life already. So as I look at them, I say, all is in divine order. And as I look at other people in my world, I look at people who come to me for being a practitioner in the University of Healing here. And they come and they say, I got a problem. And they cannot wait to tell me what the problem is. And I tell them, no, you may tell me what the problem is, but you have to pay me $1 million a minute to talk to me about your problem. And it's 10 cents an hour to talk to me about your solutions. Now, what do you want to talk about? How much can you afford? Can you afford to talk about your problems? Can you afford to to make your problems real in your life and make them continually happening in your life? Or are you going to release them? And are you going to work on solutions? And are you going to work on what is your smile? My smile illumines the world. Well, this woman who was in love with this man, a ne'er-do-well, realized that she was the one that she was in love with. And she was in love with everyone in the world. But she made one little mistake. She didn't realize that she is number one and she is the best. And because she's number one and she's the best, she attracts, or doesn't attract, but she creates in her world beautiful beings who are her values, her way of thinking. And so with a smile on her face, she goes into her life and she creates in her world by her thought. She brings into her world by her expectation, all that is good and beautiful. She would not allow a movie to play in her theater that is contrary to her values. She will not allow a movie to be in her household that her children will see, that her family will know, that she does not believe in. And you and I are the same way. Let your smile, like my smile, illumine the world. And as our smile illumines the world, we find that the world is a very, very, very wonderful place. And it's only a wonderful place because we are consistent. Now, we can love a person who is theoretically not lovable, but why waste the time? Rather, love people who are lovable, people who have your values, people who have your way of thinking, your way of life. People who know who you are, and you know who they are, and you love one another for the beautiful soul that each is. Put that cause in motion for yourself today, and you'll not be seeking out a practitioner for the solution of problems. You'll only be seeking out a practitioner as an illumination of the joy of your heart, of the solutions that you live every moment of your day, of the great love, the great joy, the great happiness that is always yours because you put the cause in motion for it and you brought it forth into your life, into your world, into your being. And you are indeed extremely wonderful. You are extremely fantastic, extremely magnificent. And that's all that matters, isn't it? Have a lovely day. My smile illumines the world. And I am illumined by your smile that illumines the world. And together we'll smile the world into a wonderful place that it really is. I love you. I love you. I love you.